the more you look at these ancient prayers that have been preserved down to our present day, the more you see how Trinitarian they are. I hear a lot of prayers today, they are implicitly heretical. They're praying to God, but they're thanking him for dying on the cross for them. Are you talking to the Father? It's not the Father who died on the cross for you. I hear it all too often, in your name, amen. In whose name are you praying? When you say in your name, you're basically assuming that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one person. No, we pray in Christ's name specifically, to the Father specifically, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and to the extent that evangelicals have jettisoned these liturgical forms, to that extent, the trellis of Trinitarian worship has fallen into disrepair, and now you have a generation that when you treat the doctrine of the Trinity in 2 weeks of catechism class, their eyes glaze over. Why? Because it hasn't been a part of their regular worship, surrounded by the Trinitarianness of the Christian faith.